All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social Club. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hello, sports mappers. Welcome to the fray. It is The Usual Suspects. If you're a suspect, you've been listening since 1 o'clock. We take you till 4. Blitz takes you till 7 on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Appreciate you taking us along for the ride on an F Yeah Friday. Coming to you live from Prime Social, 7801 Westheimer, where there is a tournament going on, and A.J. Hoffman is participating, Lance Zierlein is participating. Both are still in the tourney. If you knock them out, you will get a cash reward. And it's just a great way to start your weekend. Stop on by. Great food, great beverages, great poker. And just a first-class building in the way everything is run around here. So a lot of fun. Barry's here. Nick's on vacation. He is gramping, I think we're going to call it, because between taking two people over 70 camping, calling it camping but staying in a cabin.
Which is glamping.
And then tweeting out, what should I pack and take, because you've never been camping before. This could be like the Griswolds going crazy.
It probably is. And not to mention he had to spend $250 to get his dog immunized to stay in some, what'd you call it?
Rover Oaks.
Yeah, stay at Rover Oaks. You got to be kidding me.
In a luxury
house.
He's
going to come back
now,
broke
be honest
and
with you.
Angry.
He started texting me the other night, and he goes, I need yours and Lisa's input because I need to know, should I go cage, bedroom, or suite?
Oh, like, my God. Are you serious?
I go, what are you doing? Are you going on vacation? I mean, are you going out of town? He's like, no, for my dog. I'm like, dude, seriously? And even Lisa, who obviously caters to our dogs a lot, was like, if you just make sure that the place that you're going to has the big dog room and the small dog room so the dogs can play during the day and they walk them, you don't need – the suites are literally a bed and a TV 24 hours a day for the dog.
That's – I just – that blows my mind that you would pay for your dog to have a TV.
If we did that, you think about it, you end up paying more money for your dog to be boarded than you do for your vacation.
Yeah, he's probably spending more on the dog's room than his cabin, and when you split it all.
That's a year's supply of peanut butter.
You know? Can keep his dog fed for a whole year.
Well,
yeah.
It depends on what you're calling his dog.
saying. This Jimmy Smith thing?
Isn't that something else?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about that before we got too much further, because here's what I don't understand. You talk about the Ravens, and they said that they were, after the whole Ray Rice thing, they said they would never draft anyone that had any issues with domestic violence or anything like that. There was going to be a zero tolerance policy. But then this is okay. Like, they're like, well, he knows what he did, and he knows that this is his last strike. How is this organization okay with this?
So for those of you that don't know, Jimmy Smith, starting defensive back, suspended for the first four games of the regular season for a domestic violence dispute charge. The league has enforced the penalty. The Ravens said we will welcome him back after the suspension. The same thing popped into my mind when I put it on the rundown for us. You and I talked about it yesterday. We were getting late in the show and said we can't just bring this up with one segment to go, because this is something we really got to talk about, because it is hypocritical to think of how the Ravens put their foot down and made a stance in the Ray Rice case, and now they're coming back and saying, hey, when Jimmy's ready to play after the suspension, he's welcome to come on back and there's going to be a spot for him. That's very hypocritical.
Have you seen or heard anything that justifies the logic behind it?
I have not.
I can't find anything.
I looked. I couldn't
find
anything.
Other than they like winning football games.
This isn't Canadian law, so we don't know that everything's under wraps. But, you know, this isn't like the Osuna case. But I haven't seen anything to show any detail. But, you know, you can say that they did their due diligence. But, by the way, the last time they said that, there was video that came out with Ray Rice in the elevator. So it's something that you got to keep in mind, but it's not a good look for the Ravens, that's for sure.
No, especially since this is the second time now that they've had a major incident like this, and you know he's suspended. And from what I gathered, from what I've read, is that he came out and said, "Look, I screwed up, and I'm going to comply." And so it's not that he's like denying that it happened. he's saying he's going to get right.
Right. And, that he realizes the ways of his wrong and he's going to try and make it right. Bottom line is, though, like you said, let's just take the second offense for players on their rosters out of the equation and just take into consideration exactly how they're handling the whole thing. They made these statements after Ray Rice, which was the bad look. Now they're kind of going back on all of it with Jimmy Smith and saying he's going to be fine and we'll take him back. It's just that's not a good look at all. Ownership on down, it's a bad look, and it's something that they really need to reevaluate, and they've got some time to do it. But, you know, to come out publicly to make that statement, I don't think that's very good.
Yeah. Again, we keep talking. It's like the theme this week, right? But yeah. we talked about the A&M issues going on and the
Maryland.
NCAA and how you could see, you know, you'll know what the priority is by the way the NCAA handles that going forward. We talked about the Ohio State, the way that was handled. And now you see this, and you realize, and it's just a fact. I mean, everybody values winning over everything else. That's the bottom line when it comes to sports and college and pro football.
And even Maryland, the situation there, with the fact that the coaching staff and the way they were trying to toughen these kids up and the way they were prepping was all about winning at all costs, and it wasn't taking into consideration the way they were treating the kids and how the parents – trust these coaches when they drop them off at school to make sure that they look out for them, and they weren't looking out for them. I don't know if you did. You see Braylon Edwards' tweet last night on the Ohio State situation?
What happened?
Obviously, Braylon Edwards, former All-Pro wide receiver in the NFL, but went to Michigan. But he came out and said Ohio State and Urban Meyer just nonchalantly handled the domestic violence case in the wake of the Me Too era. I'd rather them say they decided not to take any action at all against Urban Meyer versus this laughable 3-game suspension and half-ass apology to appease the masses.
Wow.
It's a pretty strong statement.
Yeah, that's a pretty bold statement to come out and say that.
So, by the way, you and I were kicking around guys that had longer suspensions for doing less from a player perspective while they were in college, and now there's an entire list of all of the different players. A.J. Green suspended 4 games for selling his bowl jersey for $1,000. You got 4 games for that. Todd Gurley, 4 games for accepting cash for signing autographs. In 2014, 4 games. You mentioned the Carolina players selling their Jordans this year. 9 players going to miss 4 games. Terrell Pryor missed 5 games for selling memorabilia. And it goes on from there. Laramie Tunsil suspended 7 games for receiving impermissible benefits. So when you start looking at this list, and it's a long list, and I can retweet it, but the bottom line is, it looks like it's not even a slap in the wrist for the 3 games.
No, and, you know, I was trying to find the quotes. I was trying to find the quotes from Smith and the Ravens, and this was Smith's quote. I take full responsibility for my past conduct. Moving forward, I will work with the NFL and the Ravens to ensure that what happened in the past will never happen again. I will take all necessary steps to be a positive role model for both my sons, for the NFL, and for the entire Ravens community. And I appreciate the sentiment, but again, you have to question the Ravens' motives when they've gone through this already. The guy is not out here denying anything.
Right.
And they're just like, well, he knows that he can't mess up again. Okay, but he's already messed up. And you, of all organizations, should be the most sensitive about this. I mean, the NFL as a whole should be. But the Ravens should be. They mentioned in this article, keep in mind, the Ravens are a team that donated to organizations like House of Ruth and One Love Foundation. But yet you're welcoming this guy back, and you're saying that, you know what, we're going to give him one more chance. It blows my mind. It baffles me that they're okay. And I don't understand how, as fans and as citizens of that city,
someone should be speaking up. And on the flip side, someone from the NFL, and we know that they're not the most well-oiled machine in the front office there, but someone from their HR department or someone that should be stepping in and going, guys, wait a minute, you need to reevaluate what you're doing here and the statements that you made and supporting this guy based on what you've been through.
And somebody said on the text line, they're desperate for good players, but this is selling your soul then.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what you're doing, is you're selling your soul because you think that Smith, well, and I think it was the Blitz that on one day on my way home I was listening, and they were talking about, look at their record with Smith and without Smith. You're selling your soul.
Yeah.
And all the goodwill that you did in your community, to me, goes out the window.
And to bring it full circle to what you said, it's exactly what – it's making a statement in the wrong direction in the fact that you are making the statement that not, the victim is not important, domestic violence isn't important. What at the end of the day, the most important thing is winning football games.
Yeah.
And that's a sad state of affairs because that's a statement that starts being blanketed across the sport and the NFL as well as college football instead of, you know, really being concerned for what should matter overall.
What a week. What a week it's been for off-the-field issues in college and pro football.
No doubt. And all in one sport too, right?
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times you see it's in different sports, different instances across professional or college athletes. But, man, it's all about football. And what, three in college? And one,
yeah,
and then this Raven situation.
Yep.
So it's crazy. When we come back, we got some other stories to get to. Your favorite offensive line coach is still in the news.
Nice.
Yeah. So that
Sit Hut.
Yeah. So that's good. I think Tyler. I don't know if you got it or not. We'll check it during the break. But I even got some audio of him when he gets descriptive as to why stretching is unnecessary in the NFL.
Awesome.
And so he's very funny. But Joe Thomas, we mentioned him yesterday. He had some comments that he's surprised it took this long to discover what a hidden gem his offensive line coach is. So we've got plenty more to get to. We're in the final hour of the show. If you guys want to join us, 713-780-3776. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
Check it. Come experience what 25 years of perfection tastes like at Saltgrass Steakhouse. Proud sponsors of the ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social Club. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Moved to a white neighborhood. Thought this was going to be really nice. I live in like a little gated community. Man, it's crazy. White people jog every morning. Running past my house every morning. I get up and look at them. I'm looking at them out there looking all refreshed. It's crazy. I can't even jog in my own neighborhood. For some reason, when I'm jogging, I'm running from a crime scene. I'm like, really, officer? You know I live next to you.
Hey, that's Ali. Am I saying it right, Barry? Ali Sadiq.
Yes.
Ali Sadiq, our comedian of the week, FEA Friday. Barry gave you some background. If you missed it previously, go back and check it on the podcast. But he's in town this weekend, right?
He is in town at the Houston Improv tonight through Sunday. So you can get tickets and info on Improv Houston, or just search Houston Improv online. You'll find it.
There you go. So before the break, we were talking about Bob Wiley, the offensive line coach for the Browns. I put this on the rundown, but I don't know if you had a chance to look at it or not, but Joe Thomas, the all-pro lineman who retired from the Browns, could not be happier. He was tweeting that he was so happy that Bob Wiley has been introduced to the people with his Wileyisms, historian, magician, anti-stretcher extraordinaire. He hopes that we get more next week, and if you missed the stretching part of it, the audio Tyler has queued up, and it's pretty funny as the guys are stretching before practice as he breaks down why he's so anti-stretching.
Tyler? No, maybe not. While we're waiting on Tyler and the – oh, well, why you let us know when you get it. Can I just tell you how
– I'm a little perplexed by this myself.
Angry I am right now. Well, I literally pick up my phone – and it's cracked. And it's not just this one crack, like, on the side.
Yeah.
Something has happened to my phone, and I don't know who did it. I don't know when it happened. I have not dropped my phone, but it is now – there's a chip on the side, and it's cracked all across the screen.
You
and
just
I have
showed it
no
to me.
Idea how it's happened.
I haven't moved
to say I'm pissed,
anywhere near your phone, so I can honestly say that. But I would like to know when it happened.
Unbelievable. How does this happen?
Now, is it possible it happened somewhere else?
No, my phone is always with me. When I came in this building, my phone was not like this. I was using it this morning. I've been using it since I was here. Oh, unbelievable. You said we have the audio already, Tyler? What's the coach's name again?
Bob Wiley.
Bob Wiley. This is Bob Wiley discussing stretching and World War II.
World War I, World War II, all those guys that fought in that war, right? They did push-ups, jumping jacks, sit-ups, climbed the rope and ran. But none of this fancy okay? Right? And they won two world wars. Two world wars by doing jumping jacks, push-ups, and sit-ups. Two world wars. You think they were worried when they're running across Normandy about f***ing stretching? Are you kidding me?
Pull the hammy.
Well, let me see. Give me my rubber band so I can stretch to run across that fucking beach. You got to be kidding me.
He's got a really good point.
Dude, this dude is like a hidden treasure.
Yeah.
I mean, he's fantastic. We talked about it earlier in the week. He drives a Maserati.
Yes. He doesn't look like the guy. He really doesn't look like a guy that could even fit in a Maserati, much less drive one.
Did you see the scene when he gets out for the valet at the hotel?
It takes, yeah.
And it's like, oh my God, he actually, because I was thinking the same thing. There's no way this dude fits in the cockpit of the Maserati. He comes right out of it very smoothly. But Joe Thomas, remember I told you about this. Joe Thomas also followed that up by saying, for months, he wants Bob Wiley to be an amazing part of Hard Knocks. Hope we see him more, especially because of the kangaroo court for offensive linemen. Remember I told you about earlier, that up to $650 if you are judged by the rest of the offensive linemen to be jonesing to get on Hard Knocks or intentionally getting involved in scenes or where the cameras are or anything where you appear for a large portion of time on Hard Knocks. He said that's a lot of calamari if that's the case because they are really featuring Bob Wiley. So that'll be interesting to see. But this dude, you mentioned it too, and they actually put it on this, and I'll retweet this article, but they put it on the fact that they love his huts
yes.
at practice.
Oh, my God. His whole gut moves when he does it. It's amazing. Somebody said, Barry, are you guys going to have another expert? And he put expert in quotes for fantasy football. Yeah, we have Sigmund Bloom's already joined us twice already for the last two Thursdays. So every Thursday at 2:30, we have a fantasy expert, Sigmund Bloom from footballguys.com. One of the best in the business to answer your fantasy questions. And we do it rapid fire, so it's not, you know, we don't linger. We don't spend a lot of time. Sigmund will answer your question, but the way he does it is it's informative enough that if you have any of these players, you can glean some information from it on your team as well.
He's great. He gives you a lot of information. And then after Sigmund on Thursdays, if you're in the weekend and you're really struggling heading into the Sunday games, Josh and Jerry from our crew – also do the show on Sunday mornings, the Moneyline Show, where you can actually call in, ask them questions. They can help you with your fantasy dilemmas as you lead up to the 12 o'clock kickoff on Sundays, too. So that's out there, just to throw that out there.
El Jefe said Google broke your phone because it heard you were talking about them, listening to your conversations.
Or Beto broke your phone because of the fact Beto, because you clap back at him.
Somebody texted the show and said, quit whining, Barry Boo. It's just a phone. Oh, kiss my ass. You know if your phone broke,
yeah,
you
I'd
would be
mad.
Bitching and whining too, whoever texted that.
I would be mad
Give me
as
that.
Hell.
Yeah, especially if you just like looked down and it was broke. You didn't drop. If I drop it, I'm like, all right.
But that's just
sucks.
Bizarre because did you have it in your pocket while you were here the whole time?
No, I literally keep it out of my pocket.
Because no one's been up here and I haven't moved.
I feel like you did it.
I'm sure you do,
you're
and that's absolutely
one,
false.
You're the only one that's been around my phone.
I don't think you saw me put the hammer back into my backpack that I had.
I feel like this was, I don't know, I feel like this was a
I noticed you singled me out, not Tosh.
Aggressive.
Not any of the weights
there. Well, no, who else would it be?
Tosh was over on that side.
Oh, you did it?
No, I sat right there.
Fred was on that side, Tosh was on that side.
Oh, you did sit there, Fred. Huh, I'm going to have to put
you
guys.
Tosh brought you a Diet Coke and cleaned up your plate, didn't she?
Yeah, but she came over here. I'm going to have to put both of y'all on a lie detector.
I'm willing to go feel now. Like,
I didn't get within 3 feet of it, though.
I didn't either.
I feel like...
That's why I moved over here, is because I didn't want to be close to you.
What's that?
That's me. Yeah, right here.
Yeah, so basically it was either Joel or Fred.
I want to take the lie detector test now so that I can get you to point at anybody else, because I knew I was going to be pointed at first, and I was like, I haven't even moved from this chair.
I can't believe you would do this. You was trying to sabotage me.
I used a fork.
Did you?
Yeah. I did it with a fork so I could.
Maybe it's just a cheap phone that finally just cracked on its own. It is like 105 degrees outside. Maybe you were wandering around and you just said,
"I quit." This phone is not cheap. This is, I mean,
if it was across the screen, I get it. But I couldn't even see
it. Well, it's cracked across the screen.
When you showed me the crack, like all the on the side, is it possible that it happened at home in the car?
No, it's been sitting right here.
It's like a car windshield, right? Like, you got a little piece that you didn't see, right, and now it starts spreading like a spider.
I would have noticed that, though. That's what I would have noticed that.
Barry, I hate to break it to you. Uh-huh. You're not as old as me, but you're getting to be old. You don't notice things anymore.
No.
I sure don't.
I feel like I would have noticed that big-ass chip on the
Fred,
corner.
Fred, he's not old. He went to bed at 7 o'clock last night.
No, he's an old.
I'm not an old yet.
He's an old. He went to bed at 7 o'clock last night after having two beers and a Benadryl. So that's like a prescription.
God,
Fred Bauer joins the show, by the way. Fred is here.
Sorry for just horning in, but
I'm very shocked, Fred, by the way, you're not playing.
Well, I wanted to, but we kind of have – there's no way if both of us play this tournament that
– we'd be going until 7, huh?
Yeah, you guys would have to do – well, 5:30 is about where it's going to end, and I don't really want to do that. I want at least one of us to be here. So AJ really wanted to play, and we take a piece of each other's action. So if he wins, great. You know, I'll cover the first hour and a half of the show like last time he was here. That's what we did. At some point, I'll play one, but I'm hoping he's going to cover for me in a few weeks because there's a World Poker Tour event in town that I'm hoping to play,
nice,
and that'll be worth a little more money. So
nice.
Yeah, but I'd love to play. I love this room. It's fantastic. I actually thought about sitting down to play cash when I first got here, and the line was too long to get in. So,
And I'll tell you what, they are enforcers around here.
Are they?
Because right before we went on the air, there was a guy that tried to slide into the table in front of us and get a seat. And they came a-running and said, no, there's a line. You weren't on the list. You didn't put your name on the list. You're going to have to move. And he thought they were kidding because I think he's a regular here. And he was like, no, I can move your chips now or you can do it yourself. And they got him out.
Good.
So, yeah. No,
this is a very well-run room.
You can tell.
And I'll tell you something else about, and I don't think a lot of people realize this. I think we have better – I play against better players here in Houston than I do in Vegas.
Really?
Really?
And part of it is – I mean, there are some. There's a lot of pros in Vegas that'll go play some of the games we play, but for the most part, you're playing against tourists there.
Yeah,
and they don't really. They're just watching it on TV or they're playing with their friends. Here, you got a lot of people that are in here 3, 4, 5 times a week that really know the game, and I like that a lot better. They're in some ways better players are more predictable.
You're talking about just guys at the station, or are you talking about Houston in general?
I'm talking about Houston in general.
Because at our station alone.
Oh well, we've got John and Lance. John's gotten to be really good at Pot Limit Omaha, which is a game that is beyond me. I'm just not any good at it. Lance is really solid. AJ's very good. John's very good.
Jerry Bow.
Jerry Bow's really good. Yeah, we've got some.
I like to play, but I'm not really
AJ.
Good.
You know what, though, Barry? You got a big tournament experience under your belt now.
Yeah.
And that's a totally different
game.
And
I wasn't first one out at my table, which was all
which
I
was your
cared
goal.
About.
Yeah.
I wasn't first one out. Now, what's the cat's name that made the World Series of Poker final table from Houston?
Yeah, Michael Dyer.
No one even knew who he was. That's how good the players are from Houston.
And believe me, I've played with a lot of guys who played in the World Series who really know what they're doing, and I've learned from a lot of those guys. And I'll say this till my grave, Matt Dean is one of the most talented poker players I've ever been around in my life, and I learned more from him and working with him for a year than I had before or since as a poker player.
Wow. That's high praise.
Because I didn't know the guy from the World Series of Poker was from Houston until you told me. Yeah. And then I was actually more interested because of that. And he had that big lead, and then it just...
And you know what? It was really unfortunate the way he blew that lead. It wasn't really... It was just... There was, you know, sets versus two pair. I mean, what are you going to do in those situations? It was... and that happens, especially when you get that late in a big tournament like that. And it's hard to watch when you're kind of rooting for the guy. Because you're like, oh, no, don't make that call. But you're thinking, man, if I'm in that spot, I'm making that call every time. So.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's just one of those, but he played great, and third place in the main event, nothing wrong with that.
Not terrible.
Well, Fred's here, and, of course, he's going to be joining, he's going to be waiting.
Be whichever one of you guys I could talk into staying, unless Lance gets knocked out, if AJ's not.
Barry's here, but he's been negotiating, because we had AJ
on earlier. Yeah, I told AJ I want a cut.
But Barry's a sick. I don't know if I want a sick on the show.
Ah.
I mean, I've already put my mouth has been rolling.
That's why I'm using Joel's.
I don't blame you.
As long as I'm the first one back,
I do
using
not
Joel's
blame
headset.
You.
Smart move. Very smart move, and I brushed my teeth. Okay, we're going to continue to roll on. But again, if you want to stop by, 7801 Westheimer, it is Prime Social. We'll be here till 4, the Blitz till 7. At least half of the Blitz, depending on how AJ does. But AJ and Lance are still playing. If you knock them out, you get a nice little cash bonus on the bounty on them. And there's good games, and as Fred said, seriously, I'm not a poker player, but I would hang out here because it's clean, it's upscale, the food's good, the scenery's great. Barry talked about the service staff, and everything that's around this place is fantastic. Check it out, 7801 Richmond. If you're heading from the Galleria home, stop on by on your way out. It's Prime Social, and we're the Usual Suspects. Back with more ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
Listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social Club. This is the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Final half hour of the show. If you missed any of it, please go back on Podcast Arena or ESPN975.com. Click on the show. Click on the hours that you missed. Catch up on what you missed. Ali Sadiq was our comedian of the week on an FEF Friday. Barry, as he mentioned, in giving the information about him, he's in town this week.
Yeah.
This weekend, so go check him out if you get a chance. Barry's going to go check him out after Barry does his burlesque show.
Yep, which is at Warehouse Live. You can get tickets at burlyqlounge.com, B-U-R-L-Y, burlyq, the letter Q, lounge.com, so that should be cool.
There you go.
Yep.
So we had that going for us. If you're the post-Oak Little League, by the way, are you bitter?
About?
The American Championship is Hawaii versus the team in Georgia that knocked the post-Oak Little Leaguers out that you were up 4-0 on. Through five innings.
Oh, I mean, you know, I don't think I'm bitter.
I just think
you got to win.
You know what? When they left here and said we thought we had enough to win it all, I was like, well, maybe I'm missing something. Maybe this team is good. And then you start watching, you're like, you know what? They're pretty good. But they kind of self-destructed it over extra innings and the final inning and a half of a game where they could be playing for the American USA Championship. That's pretty amazing.
Well, so you got to go out and beat the fart sniffers, as Coach.
Exactly right. And on top of it, then you got those people that were blaming kids on Twitter and calling them names.
Which is just ridiculous.
It's just absolutely stupid.
Yep.
Cleaning up some stuff before we get to, go ahead.
We were talking during the break, and I know you wanted to bring it up, and I was curious if you're going to do it, but Phil Mickelson, Tiger Woods, going to square off on a pay-per-view.
Yeah, you know I'm a golf fan, and the question really becomes, does anybody care, and does anybody care enough? I don't know what the, you know,
they're
you guys always
talk about.
They're
paying for $9 million, right?
Right. Well, so here's the deal.
Now, are they donating the money to charity?
Oh, I don't think so.
They're going to keep the $9
million. I haven't seen that. Now, for Tiger, they both should, right? But the thing is this has been talked about for quite a while. They're going to play it at Shadow Creek, which is a completely private course that literally used to be owned by Steve Wynn. You cannot see it from where it's located. It's supposed to be secret, secluded. I've played it like six times.
Uh-huh.
You literally, it looks like a construction area, and you can only get in by a car or limousine from the hotel.
I feel like you're showing off right now.
No, I'm just telling you. No, I'm talking about how like secluded and yeah. Also, you walk in the locker room, and all the nameplates are Kevin Costner and Emmett Smith and Tiger Woods and all this stuff. But Tiger and Phil, when they go to Vegas, because of that, like to play it because it's private, it's secluded, they don't get bothered, whatever. And they've actually had some books published where even when you go, crazily enough, when you go in the bathroom and you go to the urinals at the place, they actually put up shot for shot the course record, which Tiger holds. He shot a 59 there. So they go shot for shot, hole for hole, so that when you go out, you can see and remember and see how they played. But they're playing at Shadow Creek. It's $9 million, winner take all, one-on-one, pay-per-view. Now, I know you guys with UFC and boxing and all the things that you guys and Fred and AJ talk about, they set the price for pay-per-view. I'm a golf fan. I'm not paying for that.
I would never pay.
I just don't care that much.
I mean, I can't see ever paying a pay-per-view to watch a tournament. Like, I wouldn't pay to watch the Masters, much less two dudes where one of them is a shell of his former self, and Mickelson – is it the Mickelson? I mean, he's minus six right now. But
he's playing well today.
He's not what he used to be either. I don't want to see that. This is the equivalent of.
I got one for you.
What?
Mayweather-Pacquiao
yes,
when
exactly.
It came too late.
This is Pacquiao-Mayweather well past their prime.
Yeah.
No one wants to. And, you know, Tiger is Pacquiao and Mickelson is Mayweather, simply from the standpoint of where one is closer to what they used to be than the other one. Because I think at this point, Tiger's further away.
See, I think Tiger's, this nice little run he's been on shows he's still capable. And I know that you and I have disagreed on that. But the bottom line, too, is that they interviewed Phil yesterday, and he comes out and says, now, I know he's gotten the best of me over the years and bettered me, but this is going to be the easiest $9 million I've ever won.
He was talking trash on Twitter,
and,
right?
Yeah, and then, and he just signed up for Twitter for the first time.
Yeah.
He finally got on Twitter, and he said he's going to review closely before he ever tweets, which okay. –
Did he not tweet yet?
I don't think that he's – I don't know that he's put out anything.
I thought that's what he was using to talk trash.
No, he did it on an interview on ESPN.
Oh.
And then Tiger, they asked for his rebuttal at his press conference, and he goes, I think right now I'm either a plus or a minus 180, but I will figure it out. And he kind of smirked, and he's not going to say a whole lot now. But this is going to be a complete hype fest. This is going to be – you know, they're going to try and hype it up like
– So how much is it?
It's $9 million, winner take
all. No, the pay-per-view.
Oh, I haven't found out. They haven't announced what they're going to charge.
Is there a price that you would pay to watch it?
Nope.
I get if it's $50. I'm not. No way.
Nope.
That's. I mean, a UFC fight's somewhere around 70, depending if you get the HD or the SD version. Would you pay $5?
Maybe. It depends.
Would you pay 10?
Maybe, but it depends 20. On what. Think about that.
No, would
it's November 23rd, which means there's going to be. It's around Thanksgiving. There's going to be plenty of football to watch. College pro.
Would you pay 20?
Nah.
So 10 is probably
10
the max.
Bucks.
Okay.
I'd pay $10.
Okay.
You're not paying anything.
I would not pay any of it. No, I would. I would.
I just don't see it.
If I was a big golf fan, I would go to one of those bootleg websites and bootleg.
Exactly. I'm a big golf fan, but I'm not paying to watch it. You made a good point. Even in the break, we were talking about it. I like the fact that on a Saturday or Sunday, not like Raheel, I don't want to sleep to it. I'm fine with the fact
he does
that
fall asleep.
That's
at
what
golf
he calls it. He calls it. You know, I forget his exact name for it, but he said golf is great sleep background. I like watching golf on the weekends, but I like it just where it is. Just like watching, you know, some random football game. If there's football on, I'll watch it. But
right.
If you want me to pay for South Dakota State versus
not
whoever,
ESPN
I'm not doing
Plus.
It. Yeah.
They're going to have games on ESPN
Boy,
Plus, aren't they?
They're pushing that ESPN Plus.
Yeah, they're trying to get to that model.
Even on the crawl now in the corner, they're like, have you checked out ESPN Plus? Check it out now. But, oh, by the way, it's going to cost you eventually.
Yeah, I don't want to pay for that.
I'm not either. It's crazy. Other than that.
So somebody said it's $25.
Okay. I'm not paying it.
There's no way. I mean, even if I was a golf fan, I probably wouldn't pay more than $5 or $10. And I'm not saying I'm not a golf fan. If I was a fanatic golf fan, like you. If I were into golf like you, I would pay the $10 and probably watch it.
I'm into it and watch it because I can't play anymore. I miss it. because with a wife and a kid, I can't get out and play for 4.5 hours anymore.
Can I just tell you how many peanut butter texts we get in a day now?
Peanut butter, pizza, and now they're starting on how you broke your phone.
I would pay to watch Nick lick peanut butter. Like, he's not even here, guys. Give the man a break.
We can't be mad, though, because we created the monsters that people jump on board
with. I know. I should have never joked with him about it because now it won't go away.
I started not it with that the penis butter.
Yeah, not that I should have. I mean, the open mouth kiss maybe was too far.
Well, maybe if it was just once that you mentioned it, but when
it
over a two-day basis, yeah,
did
it El came Hefe, up a couple
did
times.
Did El Jefe say that I cracked my phone because of my skinny jeans?
Nestor said it broke when your weight shifted.
Oh, my God. That's just – do better, Nestor. But, you know, El Jefe, it wasn't my skinny jeans because it was on the table. It wasn't in my pocket. It had been in my pocket the whole time I've been here.
They have
nice theory, though.
Barry, here's the thing.
Somebody said it was my skinny jeans, Fred, that broke my cell phone. That's a stupid theory.
Now, let's think about this.
It was on the table.
Think about what happened and how Fred
– God, I hate y'all.
Has been aided by security cameras as well as other technology to be able to trace down – and get to the bottom of who broke into his house. Barry, we're in a poker house. There's cameras all over the place. If you really think it happened here, you get with these people, you check the cameras, you find out.
Okay.
You better not have taken anyone's chips, though.
I feel like you just incriminated yourself.
Nope, because believe me, if I did this, I might chuckle. But I also would own up to it, and I also would basically not be encouraging that.
Real quick, I got to plug my sports map video. You can go to sportsmap.com, ESPN975.com, or my at Barry is Funny on Twitter. And I do a Hard Knocks recap you're not going to want to miss.
And by the way, just check sportsmap.com anyway, daily.
Yeah.
It's the best spot that you can go to for everything Houston sports going on between the articles, the videos, everything that's going on Sports Map. Check it out. I'm sure you follow all of us at the station, but if you don't, at least follow us and Fred. And when Fred every day puts out a recap of what's coming out for that day, there's plenty of articles and videos. We're big contributors, as well as a great staff that does a lot of other things. So check out sportsmap.com on a daily basis and make sure you see what's going on in the Houston area. And on that note, we've got one segment to go in the show, so we're going to get out of here, get a break, come back, put a bow on it, wrap it up, turn it over to the Blitz. Don't go anywhere. It is the Usual Suspects. It's ESPN 97.5, Sports Map 94.1.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social Club. This is the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, final segment of the show. It's the Usual Suspects on an FBI Friday, wrapping up another good week here on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. We take you till 4. Blitz takes you till 7. Looks like Fred and a cast of idiots will be handling the show at least short term.
I resemble that remark, sir.
Yes. AJ is kicking some serious tail. Looks like he may not be on time, as the case may be, based on the results of the poker tables and the bounty that he is kicking people's ass on.
Yeah, that'd be good. I'd be glad to stay because that way I can earn enough money to replace my screen.
That's a good point.
Yeah, thanks.
That's a great
point. That's why I made it.
Hey, all by the way, missing in action, in all the time that you've been missing, did you crack Barry's phone?
You dirty son of a – you. Okay. Yeah, you haven't even been over here, so that's not possible.
The Incredible Bulk has done it. It's over.
Incredible Bulk.
It's over. It's over. We have found it. We've identified the criminal, and we will proceed accordingly.
Boy, what a week I'm having.
So you're doing burlesque.
I'm doing burlesque. Have you ever been to a burlesque show?
I cannot say
not
that
tonight.
I have.
It'll be tomorrow night.
Oh, tomorrow night. Sorry.
Yeah. You've never been to a burlesque show.
People are calling it bearlesque.
Nope. I am not dancing. I am just doing the comedy portion of burlesque.
This is tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night.
What time does it start?
7?
Right in your neck of the woods, Fred.
Well, I keep telling him if he'll just come down to my side of town, I'll go to his shows. And my wife loves going to burlesque shows.
She does?
Yeah.
Warehouse Live. Right
Have
now.
You ever been to a Kiki Maroon burlesque show?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a Kiki Maroon show.
Oh, okay. Then it'll be good.
Yeah.
So.
What, you don't think Barry's comedy alone would be going to be good?
Well, I would go just for Barry, but, I'm just getting clarification.
I'm trying to pull up the damn
Warehouse
website.
Live is in your neck of the woods.
Oh,
right
yeah.
There,
yeah.
Right there by the soccer stadium?
Yeah, doors at 7, shows at 8.
Intimate, so you can get up and close, personal hugs.
My sets are usually pretty short at a burlesque show, so I'll be doing 4 to 6 minutes. But I do two different 4 to 6 minute sets. So.
Really, that short?
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, it's all about the dancing and the.
I'm sure if you call Beth at Darling Way, you can get a couple outfits.
Nope. I just need jeans and a shirt.
I would say we're 50-50 just because the Texans game is the only thing I got to figure out how to work around dealing with that.
Yeah.
But I mean, otherwise, for no Texans game, I'd say 100% we're there.
I don't know. I don't think it's sold out. But sometimes her shows will sell out too.
I can probably get in.
You could probably. Yeah, I think.
Fred knows
I think
people.
You might know a guy on the show that I'm told I get a guest pass.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Are you relying on that for your
no,
people?
No, actually,
I think you know others.
Actually, I have a real good relationship with
Kiki
with Warehouse. Actually,
now, Fred,
oh, do you?
Yeah, you do know that the Texans.
Oh
game,
yeah, Jason Price.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. There you go.
You do know that the Texans game is a 3 o'clock start.
Oh. Okay. So, that changes everything.
Look at that.
It clears it up for you.
As soon as I get the Sports Map stuff posted on Saturday, once
boom,
my guys write it,
be there.
Yeah, I'll talk to the wife. But that sounds like a plan.
There you have it. Plan in action, simply because of the conversation taking place on the Usual Suspects.
Yeah, I like the burlesque shows because the crowds are very they're into the show, and they're usually rowdy, but not when the comedian comes on, which is good because you want people listening. But I found that burlesque crowds are more forgiving and, I guess, understanding because a burlesque show is a lot about self-expression. It's not going to be – not every. I'm trying to think of how I can put this correctly and appropriately. Not every dancer has a perfect body. And so burlesque crowds go in knowing that that's the case. They're there for the fun. They're there for the excitement. There's no shaming going on. There's no meanness to be had. So it's a fun crowd.
But
they're really into
it. They're rowdy, right? They can be rambunctious. Yes. You have mentioned on the show whenever you get the hecklers, when you get the people that are a little
bit.
They
don't heckle.
Participatory? Okay, they don't. That's good.
They don't heckle because Kiki does a good job about saying, like, hey, when the comedian, like, we want you to make as much noise as you can until the comedian comes on. Then everyone shut the bleep up. She literally says that before the show starts. And they're good about it. The last time I did it, man. They were just super into it. They have a lot of fun. They know when to talk. They know when to not talk. So, yeah, it's great crowds.
And you don't mind just four and how many times? 4 to 6 minutes sets, but for how many do you do?
Two.
Wow.
So I'll probably do some of you guys may have seen the Mattress Mack bit that I put online that kind of took off a little bit. I'll probably do that and then just come up with another, 6-7 minutes to work around.
Wow, and then you're going to go see Ali Sadiq.
And then I will head over to the Improv to watch Ali Sadiq.
Take Fred with you. Take Fred and the wife.
Yeah. It's going to be a fun night.
So that's the gist of the weekend. Any other big plans?
Oh, is there a police chase going on?
Yes. I don't know. Yeah, somebody just sent it to me. I'm watching.
I saw Trey tweet something.
I'm trying to watch it online now.
You guys do play-by-play on the Blitz.
Oh, yeah.
You guys do like to do that.
They asked us if we would do it. That's not our thing, sir. We don't do play-by-play.
All it says is possible impaired driver leading deputies on chase.
Oh. Now, that it's a good thing you're here, Fred. I'd be like, what did Fred do now? It's a good thing you're in the building. Like, damn it, Fred, you're embarrassing us.
Man, I got the mother-in-law coming in. Uh-huh. Taylor's birthday Sunday. So happy birthday to my daughter, who's going
to
be three. But because of it, I have a to-do list like you wouldn't believe.
So what's on it?
So one of Lisa's coworkers gave Taylor a bed, but it doesn't have a mattress.
Okay.
I have to get that bed out of the garage. I got to get it to the second floor. I got to put it together. I got to go find a mattress, and I got to put it there because she said that mom. I told mom when we bought the bed, she's going to want to know why it's not in the house. If it's in the garage where it is, that it could get warped, and we could have all kinds of problems. So I have to do that, and then I told you guys about a 3 weeks ago, I cleared out our storage unit because we were just – it's all in the garage. Now she said, well, my mom doesn't get in until 5 o'clock on Saturday, but can you get the whole garage cleaned up before 5?
What?
Yeah. So I had already luckily bought shelves at Lowe's and everything, but I'm just going to be sweating my you-know-whats off in the garage just trying to put stuff away.
Dude, we got to get you to be more forceful with Lisa.
Oh, no, that's not the case.
No, we got to get you to be like, you know what, woman?
If I could have shown you guys – and I saw some a-hole on Twitter talk about the fact we know who wears the pants in the family. Let me tell you something. When you're in a sound sleep and your wife is screaming bloody murder because she overslept at 2:50 in the morning, you just want to do whatever you can to get her out.
That is
just
true.
Help her and get her out and try and make sure she's not late. Because I'm not going to lie to you, and we've talked about radio money, she is the cash cow in the family, so I just got to make sure that she keeps working. I mean, that is the bottom line of
I
all
love
bottom
that
lines.
The truth comes out.
No you're question like, about it. I can't
I'm the
hide
same
that.
Way.
You got you a y'all got
yeah,
sugar mama?
I'm the same way.
Renato's the same way.
All right. I'm not going to lie. My wife makes more than me.
See?
But, I mean, you know.
That's why you get up in the middle of the morning to give her a kiss and
goodbye
and coffee.
That's just so I can get some work done.
Yeah, I'll tell you off air how much I'm about to inherit. So.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Y'all make me sick. Yeah, Pink Valkyrie said she took her mom to Kiki's show last month and loved it. It's a lot of fun.
Word Thank God up. She didn't take her daughter. Just want to make
that
sure
would be
she
awkward.
Took her mom instead. Yeah. All right, before we get out of here, we do want to thank you and remind you, hey, if you're heading out after work, if you're heading from the Galleria or downtown and you're heading out towards Sugarland in that area you want to stop by, it is Prime Social. It's 7801 Westheimer. Fred's going to be here doing the show with Barry, I believe, while AJ continues to kick butt at one of the tables. AJ and Lance are still participating in a big tournament here, but great place if you play poker and you want a place that you can hang out. It's safe, it's clean, and it's a good environment with some great poker players. Stop by Prime Social this weekend and get yourself in a tournament or a couple of hands and have some fun. We've had some fun all week delivering our product to you, and hopefully you've had some fun listening. Like I said, the Blitz is coming up next. Fred, AJ will be at the table, so Barry will be filling in. So you guys have a great weekend, and we will talk to you all again on Monday. Country. Never
can get to the one. Need a new restaurant to go to?
Do you know where I could find an organic Vietnamese taco truck around here?
Visit culturemap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news from Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.